Well, today is the great feast day of Pentecost, where we focus on the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church and in our lives as well. And let me tell you a true story that happened to me over 20 years ago, where the Holy Spirit really helped me out. And I was driving in my car on Route 28, heading south near Dulles Airport, going south on 28, and I switched from one lane to another, and all of a sudden I heard somebody honk the horn and keep honking the horn. Unfortunately, I had accidentally cut somebody off. I had looked at my rearview mirror, side view mirror, they must have been in my blind spot, and when I cut him off, he was not too happy about it, so he kept honking the horn. And then back then they used to have lights on Route 28, and wouldn't you know it, the light turned red and we pulled up right next to each other. Don't you hate when that happens? It's like, it's so embarrassing, you know. I knew it was my fault, and he was over there trying to get my attention, so he rolled down his window. I rolled down the, buzzed down the passenger window, and he was shaking his fist at me, yelling at me, and he was really overreacting. Obviously, it was my fault. So, of course, being the kind, loving, patient person that I am, I began yelling back at him. You know, yelling back at him, and then... And of course, then the light turns green, so luckily we moved on. And I really felt, of course, convicted by the Holy Spirit, felt bad about it, because then I realized that obviously I have a Bible verse on my license plate, you know, which he obviously had seen, so he probably knew I was supposed to be a Christian. And it was John chapter 6, had a pro-life bumper sticker on there as well. So I began, as we were driving, praying, you know, come Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, and I prayed for him as well, that the Holy Spirit would work in my life and his life, and that if possible, we would be able to heal that situation. And what do you know, as we come up, another light turns red. So I said, this is my chance. So I buzzed down the passenger window again, and he saw I was trying to get his attention, and yeah, he probably didn't know what to expect, but I said, I'm very sorry. It was entirely my fault. I did not see you. Please forgive me. And he immediately said, he got very peaceful and he said, that's okay. People have been cutting me off all day. And I said, well, I'm sorry. God bless you, buddy. Have a great day. And so he went off and I went off, and that's how the Holy Spirit worked in that situation. So what a wonderful thing to do whenever you have a difficulty, a challenge, when you're suffering, when tempted to be impatient, whatever it might be, say that prayer, come Holy Spirit. What a beautiful prayer. Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. One of my favorite prayers is, come Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. So today is this feast day of Pentecost. In the creed, which we'll be saying in a few moments, it says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. That's who the Holy Spirit is. He's the love between the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. He is God. One God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's called the forgotten Paraclete. We often forget the importance of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. He is God, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. So the Holy Spirit is there to enlighten our mind, to strengthen our will, to give us courage, to witness to our faith. And, you know, when we think of the feast day of Pentecost, we call it the birthday of the Catholic Church, or the baptism of the Catholic Church, baptism by fire. It's called the confirmation of the Catholic Church. You know, when you and I were confirmed, we were given a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our life. But sometimes we don't stir up that gift of the Holy Spirit like we need to do. A good example for the kids is, you ever make a glass of chocolate milk? You get the glass of milk, and then what do? You go to the refrigerator and bring out the Hershey's chocolate syrup, right? And then you squeeze it into the glass of milk, and you get maybe 1 inch or 2 inches or 3 inches of chocolate syrup. But you don't just drink it then. What do you have to do? You got to get a spoon, you got to stir it up, right? You have to stir it up. That's what makes it happen. The Holy Spirit is certainly within us. If we're in the state of grace, we've been confirmed, But why isn't the Holy Spirit stirred up? That's what we need to do, is to stir up that Holy Spirit within our life so that we can then receive these great gifts and virtues and graces that the Holy Spirit wants to give us. Look what it did for the church when the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the apostles. God chose the Jewish feast day of Pentecost, 50 days after Passover, when the Jews would commemorate the giving of the law by God to Moses. God chose that day to give the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church on this feast day of Pentecost, the 50th day after the Lord's resurrection. And so remember, the Lord stayed 40 days on earth teaching the apostles and the disciples, and then he ascended to heaven and told them to go pray. And they prayed for 9 days. They made a novena, Our Lady and the apostles, and the disciples prayed. And then the Holy Spirit on Pentecost came down upon them and transformed them. Peter went out to speak to this crowd, and because of the Holy Spirit, they were able to get 3,000 converts in that one day. The church grew from 12 to 120 to 3,000 in one day. St. Peter and the apostles baptized all 3,000. In sales, we call that a good first day, right? And so look at how the church would grow because of the Holy Spirit. It was the opposite of the Tower of Babel when there was confusion of languages. Now you had St. Peter speaking in his language and everybody could understand it. People from all over the world that were there for the Jewish feast days could understand it. That's the reversal of Babel, and that shows us the universality of the church. And so in our own life, we should say those prayers every day to the Holy Spirit and pray for the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Paul says to the Galatians, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Don't we all need more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? And lastly, when we pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we should pray for the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember when you were confirmed, you had to memorize the seven gifts because you were afraid the bishop was going to call on you, and you had to answer. So these are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, grant us the spirit of wisdom, which wisdom is the great gift in which we are unattached to the perishable things of this world and cling to the things that are eternal, the things of heaven. We pray for the gift of understanding, which is the gift to enlighten our mind to God's divine truth. We pray for the gift of counsel. It says that we may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. We pray for the gift of fortitude, that we will carry our crosses and overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose our salvation. We pray for the gift of knowledge, that we may know God and know ourselves and grow in the science of the saints. We pray for the gift of piety, that we may find the service of God sweet and amiable. And then the gift of fear of the Lord, that we may be filled with a loving reverence for God and may dread in any way to displease him. So those are the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. So say often those beautiful prayers. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, because you never know when a red pickup truck might be lurking in your life.